This spring, a new independent bookstore opened in Southside Chattanooga. Pennington's Books is a bookstore, coffee shop, and art gallery at 400 East Main Street. Spencer Pennington is the owner. Spencer, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us more about Pennington's.
Yeah, so we're a brand new bookshop on East Main Street in Chattanooga, Southside, and we focus on new books, used books, really good coffee, and we have a developing arts program, too.
Tell us more about your background and what inspired you to open this bookstore.
I have background in education. I worked as a library assistant in Ringgold and Walker County and Dade County in Georgia. I've been a lover of fiction and reading and writing for a very long time. And this dream developed with my partner, Ellie. She's an artist. And I've always wanted to have a coffee shop, and that eventually developed into a bookstore also. And she brings the arts side to it. So it's been just kind of a longstanding dream, and we finally had the chance to make it happen.
And when you say the arts side, that includes a logo.
Yeah. So our mascot kind of is a possum. We call her Penny Possum, but that started with me and Ellie just kind of brainstorming ideas, and she made the original possum design, which is still on one of our tote bags. And then we work with a great local guy. His name's Derek Morgan, and he does the rest of our branding, and he's really taken the possum and run with it.
Talk more about what it took to get this far. It is ever a difficult business climate for bookstores.
Yeah, so that was one kind of scary thing when thinking about putting this together, because like the core business, even though we have an amazing coffee program and our arts events, and we have a lot of artists on the walls, and it's like the whole art program is developing and becoming something really great too. The books are kind of still the core business, and with people moving to ebooks and audiobooks, it felt scary just thinking about it. But what we learned is that independent bookshops are actually kind of having a renaissance. They're coming back in a pretty big way. And one thing that I've run into a lot is people very intentionally seeking out local independent bookstores as a thing to support because they see the value it brings to the community. So the biggest challenges haven't been on like trying to sell books. Like the demand for a new bookstore is very much there. The challenges were fitting the space with new plumbing to run a coffee shop and getting an inventory and building bookshelves, because we did almost everything in the shop, like me, my parents, my partner Ellie, and some friends. We kind of put it all together ourselves, except for what we had to have licensed tradespeople to do. That's been the biggest challenge, and really just keeping books on the shelves has been hard, and trying to find the right balance of what kinds of books, what kinds of events and programming, and keeping the coffee program running strong. So those have been the challenges, but it's been very well received, especially in the neighborhood that we're in.
Talk more about how it's been going so far.
Really amazing. Like there's been some challenges just like with any business getting off the ground. I mean, books are pretty expensive. So being able to like just stocking the shelves was kind of strained because we have really good shelf space for the size of shop that we are. But things have been going very well. And we've been getting a lot of requests for things like book clubs and more events. But what we've been able to do so far is we've had a handful of reading events, and most of these have some sort of non-book element too. So whether that's music or some kind of artist feature or just like a interview style thing. And we've been able to have a Mahjong class that went really well. Yeah, the coffee has been really well received. I think when people walk into a bookstore and see that they also have coffee, maybe the expectation is kind of low, but I think we've really surprised people with the level of coffee we've been able to serve. Yeah, I mean, just the response from the community and Southside has been really encouraging.
And in the Chattanooga area, people who support independent bookstores, they show their support all over the place, and you're now on that list of places.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, we wouldn't have the success that we're seeing early on if it wasn't for other people that have been here for decades doing the work of like making Chattanooga like have a really good, strong literary community. So like kind of over the long term, there's like the Southern Lit Alliance that I've been able to work with some. And I know the folks there, and they're great and have done a lot to build the culture of like literature here. And then Winder Binder, of course, and more recently Book and Cover. And so it's really exciting to be able to kind of plug in as one more like step in this journey that's been going on for a long time.
What's next for Pennington's in the next few months and as we look beyond this year?
Coming up, I'm really excited. On July 8th, we have Jessica Alexander and Justin Weimer, who are two really great local writers. They're coming to do a reading, and they're bringing some I think, graduate students, some other readers with them. And we have my buddy Tate Gentry is going to be playing music too. And I'm calling that like a Local Voices series. And so we're hoping to keep that going, the style of event where there's readers and musicians, and hopefully we'll incorporate some artists eventually. Another example of things we're developing, we have a latte art throwdown or a barista throwdown, also early July. It's on July 9th at 6th. And we're really doing this to kind of introduce ourselves to the coffee community. If you are a barista, you can come and compete, and we've got prizes. Or just anybody that likes coffee can come and get some free lattes. And then another thing that I'm very excited about is like a next step. So I've been talking about developing the arts program. We have a pet portrait class, and Ellie, she's the arts director. She'll be leading that. And one thing that she cares a lot about is making art accessible and like a welcoming space and very encouraging for beginners. And so for this class, if you participate, you'll send her a photo of your pet and she'll sketch it out for you so you can skip what I always think of as the hardest part, which is the drawing. And you'll get right into learning how to paint your pet with her, who she's a professional painter. She's excellent at what she does. So I think those are kind of very good illustrations of what we're hoping to develop. So the next like big step is getting more events going. And that's something I'm really excited about.
And before all that, there's something happening this weekend.
Yeah, I'm very excited. So we've got Meera Subramanian, and she has this graphic novel out that's about some teens who made really big changes in the fight against climate change. And she'll be interviewed by Jamie Quattro. And that's just so exciting. Jamie's been a great friend of the shop, and she kind of set up this interview. And so that's coming up on June 27th at 5 p.m. Events like this, author reading events, are free. So this is a really great chance to come out and listen to Meera and Jamie talk about this amazing book.
And that'll be this Saturday. And for people who want more information about everything at Pennington's, where can they go online?
Pennington's Books on Instagram. We also have a website, just penningtonsbooks.com. We are also on Facebook, but it's just reposts from Instagram. But those are the best ways. And if you're not on social media, you can go to our website, penningtonsbooks.com. Down at the bottom, you can sign up for the email newsletter.
All right. Spencer, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Catch all our conversations on scenic routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.